If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tasteofchicago.com to order today.
You're listening to WGN Radio. Now, what are you doing?
I'm laughing at my wife. She's making fun of me.
Well, that's kind of an all-day affair normal over there, isn't it?
Right. It's it's easy. I'm a very easy target. Sorry to interrupt you.
You are quite the target, Lou. I've been reading Black Club Chicago lately. Can I just read a paragraph from their long story about you?
Of course.
Mr. Manfredini grew up in the North Suburban Highland Park and Highwood. Before his father immigrated to America, he worked as a mechanic with the U.S. Army in post-World War II Italy. When Manfredini was a kid, his dad worked for a trucking company that also had a hardware store. At just 13, Lou Manfredini started working there as a stock boy. At 18, he learned to weld through the trucking company's steel division. Manfredini said he initially didn't plan on going to college, but he had a choir teacher who encouraged him to pursue musical theater. After his freshman year at Millikan University in downstate Decatur, he booked a role singing in a country show at Six Flags Great America in Gurnee. Manfredini would work his welding job from 7 to 3:30 and then rush to Six Flags to perform five shows a night. I know sometimes reporters, you know, sort of consolidate things and they miss. Is that correct? Is that all true, Lou?
That is 100% true.
Wow. You know, I knew pieces of those that story. I didn't put them all together like that. So you'd be 7A to 7P while you were still working as a welder, huh?
Well, I would. We started at 7 in the morning, and we worked till 3:30, Monday through Friday. And the shows were, I believe the shows were Tuesday through Saturday.
Wow.
So, and I would perform till 10 o'clock at night because it was five shows. It was five shows a night and a parade. We had to do a parade. That went through the theme park at night.
Yeah,
and the interesting thing about it, when you do five, they were 45-minute shows. Now, what they did at Great America back then was it was so hot, people would come into the shows to cool off, and so we would perform these very fast-paced 45-minute shows.
Wow.
And literally sweat through our costumes, you know, that we had. And then in 15 minutes, we'd do another show and put on our dripping wet for the other four shows, which was gross. But that's what we did.
Well, I knew you had many talents and energy, but wow, that takes the cake. All right, you ready for some questions about your other job here?
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely.
Lou Manfredini is our Mr. Fix-It. You hear him Saturday mornings on WGN Radio from 6 to 10. Doing for everybody all Saturday morning, but he'll pop on with Lisa and Bob and me once in a while during the week. I call this the Lou to-do list because it's Monday. Here's some things that we should do or be thinking about. I want you to set me straight on this, Lou. I have a ceiling fan in some of the rooms, like my bedroom. The heater is on. I've noticed that in a couple corners of the room, there's a pocket of warm air there, and I suspect it has to do just with the direction and flow of the air out of the vent. And
sure.
I'm thinking, if I turn the ceiling fan on, I could kind of stir that up. Is that a good idea? And also, in what direction should I have the fan blades going?
100% it's a great idea. And just because physics, you know, is what's at work here. So when that furnace is running, obviously the hot air rises. And if you were to move that air and get the air from the up high to circulate down low, you'll be more comfortable. Ultimately, your furnace will run less often, which means you save money on your energy bills. Typically, you turn it in the direction where the fan is pulling the air up and it's cascading down the walls to circulate because you don't want to feel a cold draft in the winter. So not all fans turn the same direction, but I believe typically if you're looking at it from the bottom up, most fans, if it's turning clockwise, it's sucking the air up.
So if that's an option, get it to turn clockwise. Suppose
Correct.
It's only going to go the other direction. That's still probably agitating the air and moving it, right?
Both directions are moving the air. It's a question of whether or not you're going to feel a breeze or not. You know, if you have a ceiling fan, as you mentioned, in your bedroom, when you're snug as a bug, you know, under the covers ready to go to bed, do you want to feel the blowing air
No.
on your face or your
No.
neck, right? You don't. Right.
Maybe I'll turn it off then. But I mean, but the logical thing to me would be to have it so you're blowing the air down because the heat is up there, and I want to swoosh it down.
Well, you still are, but with the fan, if you imagine the center of the fan, it's pulling the air up.
Yeah.
It's bouncing off the ceiling. Then
yeah.
it's going to the walls, and then it's cascading down the walls. Here, quite frankly, John, in the wintertime, your ceiling fans should be on 24/7.
Really?
Even on a day like today, I'm driving around, it's, what, 46 degrees? Your furnace is still on, and it's still probably 8 degrees warmer at the ceiling than it is on your bed or in your couch, wherever. And if you're circulating that air, your furnace and or boiler will run less often. And quite frankly, ceiling fans use hardly any electricity. They pull like 3 amps, nothing.
That's really interesting. Okay, you've got a question for Lou, and we haven't even gotten to his to-do list for us. So here's your chance, 312-981-7200. Okay, lots of text and phone questions for Mr. Fix-It Lou Manfredini. Before we go to that, Lou, what's your to-do list for us this week? Give me one or two things you want me to do.
A couple weeks ago, I spoke with a guy talking about water quality, you know, kind of on the heels of what, you know, RFK is talking about, taking the fluoride out of water and whatnot. And I really do want people to consider installing a water filter system in their homes. In particular, I mean, we're in the Chicagoland area. We have a pretty good source of water coming from Lake Michigan. But there's a lot going on. There's a lot of micro plastics and stuff in our water that just can't get out of there, and you know, a lot of chemicals and whatnot. And so we use point-of-use water filter system that's connected to the water service, you know, coming in. So for coffee and drinking water, and you can even put it in a pitcher if you want and put it in the fridge. But I really do think that's something for people to consider installing. And then the other thing is, as we're getting ready to shut in for the winter, indoor air purifiers are really going to make a difference to keep scrubbing the air inside the homes, especially as we get cooler and we're buttoned up for the winter.
Indoor air purifier. So is that like a
yeah.
humidifier-sized box sitting somewhere?
Yeah, and what you're looking for, there's a lot of really good manufacturers, but kind of the industry standard is HEPA filtration. So HEPA is a type of filter that will grab 99.9% or 5%, something like that, of the airborne particulate out of the air. The key is you got to turn them on and leave them on, and probably at a higher level than low. But, you know, there are some that will do up to 700 square feet, which could be an entire first floor of a good-sized home.
Hmm. Ready for some questions, Lou?
Yes, sir.
Tom, you're on WGN with Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini. What can we do for you, Tom?
Well, good morning, Lou, and thank you, John, for having this man on here. This is a two-part question. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yep, you sound fine.
Lou, when I was a young man in Naperville, when there were 6,000 people, imagine that, our local hardware store was an Ace Hardware store, and the owners of the hardware store had their faces on the wall of representing their corporation. Lou, as famous as you are today, I think you are, don't laugh, John, do you have an old picture of you when you were a young man first getting in the hardware business?
Probably not. You know, we've only owned hardware stores for 20 years, my wife and I, so that picture would offer, you know, getting into the hardware business would be 20 years ago. Working at a hardware store, you know, I was 13, and I don't think I have many pictures of me at that age.
That would be you in eighth grade. If you've got a picture, that would
right.
maybe no. suffice.
Right.
Now,
yes.
I know Tom's question
yeah.
is about yes. with pets coming in and people coming in. What's the best way to protect the home? Maybe that's the air purification system, but any other ideas to keep the home clean and healthy?
As we get into, you know, if we ever do get some snow and we've got ice melt out there, you know, it's a good idea to keep, obviously, a damp rag near the front door, because those dogs are going to come in with ice melt that might be out there. That's bad for their skin and their pads of their feet. So not only is that good to wipe their feet off for them, you know, the health and well-being of your pet, but they also track that through the house, and that can break down a finish like on a hardwood floor, even on a hard surface floor like a luxury vinyl. It's really important to keep that kind of residue off of those surfaces.
Yeah, that makes sense. 219, hey, Lou Manfredini, air conditioner outside, cover or not for the winter?
If you're going to cover it, just cover the very top of it. The risk really is that if we ever got a heavy snowfall and really severe cold temperatures, it could bend the fan that's at the top. But the unit is designed to sit outside. If you cover the entire thing all the way down, I've spoken about this in the past,
yeah,
it can become a safe haven for rodents, and they go in there, and while they're in there, like, hey, look at these wires, and they chew those wires, and then you got a big repair coming in the spring when your AC doesn't work.
Right. 312, which direction for the fan when it's cold outside? You said clockwise, right, Lou?
Well, clockwise means that most fans, when they run clockwise, will suck air up through the center of the fan and bounce off the ceiling.
Which is what you wanted.
In the winter, correct.
Yeah, right, okay, okay. So I suppose that helps. What about Chuck? You're on WGN. Chuck, how can Lou help you?
How can you tell if too much water is running through a whole house April air humidifier attached to the furnace? When the furnace turns on, and I can actually hear the valve open for water, there's really a steady stream of water coming out of the drain hose.
Yeah. I'm glad you're asking that question, because Lou got this question on a Saturday show and somebody was complaining about it. And I thought I would be thrilled if I was getting that much humidity in my home. That's the point. But Lou, does it run people's water bills up? What about that?
Well, sure. Yeah. I mean, there's typically an 8-inch line that runs through your humidifier. And when you're running that too much, when you're hearing the water run through there, that means your humidistat is saying that you don't have enough humidity in your home. Now, a day like today, when it's so damp and we've gotten rain, it really shouldn't be running hardly at all. You should have plenty. The biggest thing is adjust that dial down. Bring it down. You'll hear a click when you go down where the solenoid shuts off. But I would set it at 20% for now, which should be shut down. You should have higher than 20% humidity level in the home. And then if you notice when it gets really cold, when we get consistent temperatures, you know, that are below 30 degrees, then if you're like, wow, it's dry in here, then you can just click it up a little bit. But yes, a whole house humidifier does use water.
One more question. This is aesthetic. I don't have much time left, but there's a story in the Wall Street Journal, and it is about families that disagree on how much overhead lighting they should have on, particularly when they're entertaining. Some people like lots of bright light raining down on people. Others don't. It's ruined some marriages. Lou, your thoughts?
I set the lighting to whatever my wife would like, and I've been married for 34 years, and so I highly recommend that approach.
I don't like the lights down during the evening in my house. I like it illuminated. But if we're entertaining, we always bring the lights down.
I'm not married to you, so it really doesn't matter what you want.
You are a lucky man. But Brenda and I are on the same page, though. Everybody looks better in lower lighting, and your house looks better. And you need to appeal to all five senses. Think about that. What are they hearing? What are they smelling? What are they seeing? You know, texture, everything. You should try and accommodate as many of the senses as you can. And lighting is an easy one. Bring it down when you're entertaining. How's that sound, Lou?
I love it. And look, I think all lights should have a dimmer switch on them. I think it gives you more control, and it's great. I know you're bumping up against the clock here, but we Thursday night went to Songs of Good Cheer. I know you were gushing about it as well. It's one of those holiday must things for people next year. And one of my favorite parts of Mary Schmeek's song is that the very tall and talented Eric Zorn, prior to us all singing the song, reads some of the words, not unlike what you did right out of the box this morning. And so you so appreciate the writing of what Mary did, and then you get to sing it, and it is soup for the soul. So I highly recommend people buy tickets next year and buy that CD this year and enjoy it this holiday season.
Your search online is Old Town School of Folk Music. It's Songs of Good Cheer. He also, at the end of the show, reads from her famous Christmas column. And it's just such a nice combination of holiday cheer and a little melancholy sweet, too, isn't it, Lou?
It sure is.
Yeah, good to hear you, buddy. I'll listen to you on Saturday.
Have a good week.